Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You want to stand up and come over here?
All right, yeah.
This is a Jack Harlow video.
That Mitch sent us last night.
Are you sure you didn't watch this?
I promise I didn't watch it. I don't click Strieble. On Jack Harlow.
And James Strieble.
Jack Harlow gets a pair of ladies' thong underwear. He pulls them out. They say, Mr. Harlow. He looks at the lady that gave them to him, and he puts them up to his nose.
He sniffed them. He did the sniff.
What a disgusting,
which Strieble
random went. Stranger undergarments.
Yeah.
He's weird, man. He's a weird dude.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Keep that up, Jack.
Is that a little Tyler Hero? You know what that is? Jack Harlow's love song.
I love your
BBN
moments. Isn't that little Tyler Hero?
Yeah. His love letter to BBN.
Little Tyler Hero. 437-9680. It's The Take on this Monday. Reacting with you, MLK Day. Howard right now and Notre Dame are in a close game. We're watching that. Had a little NBA on earlier. Purdue won today. What was it? Double overtime. Jack won by, what was it, 5, 6, 7 points. Finally there in double overtime at Illinois. Your boy Kofi Coburn was not good. He was not great. It was like 10-5 or something like that. Bad
rough.
Game by him.
Foul trouble.
Foul trouble. Purdue's just got a bunch of goons.
They do.
Yep. They're just like big goons.
I think it's the first time he's ever played basketball and the opponent had two guys on the team that were bigger than him.
How about that?
Yes.
Well, it's too bad we can't ask Matt Painter.
Yes, we
it's
could.
Too bad we can't ask him. Okay, so a bunch of things I want to get to. Jeff Greer was on earlier today with Double D as we talk about Chris Mack and all that stuff. I want to get to that quickly. We have some sound. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I have just random sound. I have Stephen A. sound.
Oh, good.
His intro. Did you see his intro?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, on Twitter.
Yes. Okay. So we have that.
I love this.
What other sound do we have on there, Jack, that we can play? Did you send me a sound sheet, by the way?
The intern sent you a sound sheet.
I did not get it.
Oh. Whoops.
Let me see if he's still here.
Maybe try that again.
Well, someone needs to crack the whip on the interns.
Yeah, uh-oh. I know. Because
so who's it going to be? I thought, is Patty Ice going to do this?
I thought it was supposed to be Pat. Yeah.
Oh, Pat's in charge of the interns.
He does the interviews.
Yeah, and this is like the third Mr. or fourth Jaggers. Time I've had the intern make a sound sheet and email it.
And they don't send it to me.
Yeah.
Wow, so I didn't know Pat is the one that does that interviews the interns.
How about that?
Yeah, I like it.
You do like
I
that,
do
don't
like
you?
It.
Well, what were the two pieces of sound that I had?
It was Stephen A. and Bruce Pearl, and then we have a bunch. Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of UofL postgame sound.
Oh, of course.
We'll
get to that. We got the whole 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we have
hour
some Diener sound, a couple rummage clips. Yeah,
the good stuff.
Yes, the good stuff.
Pat did another marathon.
Oh yeah,
show.
Poor process, just wanting to go home.
He sounded tired.
He did.
He sounded dejected, and Pat just like a few more calls. Process yeah. like 30 minutes later.
There's one.
It was great.
There's what one point where Pat turns to process, and he goes. And he goes, how come you haven't talked too much?
Oh, yeah. Process, like, I don't know. What do you have to say?
He goes, one, I'm letting you roll. And then two, he's like, I need to save my voice because of the mono for during the week.
Yes, the mono. That's why he wasn't talking. Process was texting me after that game, by the way.
I'm sure he. You and Process and you guys' text messages I like.
Yeah.
So which one do you want to hear, Bruce Pearl, or do you want to hear Stephen A?
I want to hear Stephen A.
All right, this,
yeah,
this,
enough of this guy.
This yeah. is how Stephen A. He was in all black. He
and
had
a cowboy
his cowboy hat on.
Yep.
And he has a cigar. This is how he opened First Take. You know I love every
tweet,
bit of this.
The tweet is, howdy on this special day.
Howdy. How do you do? It's Monday.
It's a special day right here, first day. I know I've been gone for a little while. I know I've been gone for a little while. But did you think I would miss today? Did you think I would miss today? Oh, no siree. And why was I doing that little dance? I recall sometime approximately a year ago, where there's this former Cowboy, this Hall of Famer, this three-time Super Bowl champion. Remember that dance he was doing in Dallas? Remember that? Ain't working this morning, is it? Quite miserable you Dallas Cowboys fans are right now. But guess what? You deserve it.
Oh, that's the best part. But guess what? You deserve it. Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
He was strutting.
All right, now how long is the Bruce Pearl sound here? Because I know this was they won on the road. Where did they win this weekend? Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Yes. They were down 14.
They didn't play well. They came back. They were down 14. They win the game.
By nine,
Ole Miss is terrible. I think Ole Miss is the worst team in the SEC.
It's them.
Vandy or Georgia, those three.
Georgia. Yeah.
Georgia's the worst.
Second worst team, excuse me. Second worst team in the SEC. Anyway, so they win on the road, does Auburn. I think this was before the game, was it not? I don't know. Bruce Pearl talking about his team being number one in the country.
Tonight, where we go?
I thought we just had the part.
I know.
The build up.
Oh, sorry. Hold on, let me find this.
Yeah, just the Bruce Pearl part.
Dramatic.
Never mind.
Music.
Sorry. It was dramatic.
It was. Man, I so want to skip over Wednesday, but I know I can't. You know what I mean?
What do you mean skip over Wednesday?
That's
the game?
Like,
oh, you're worried about that game.
No, I'm not
you might lose that game.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Oh, you should be. Why are you not worried about Texas A&M?
Because Kentucky's going to beat them at
Okay.
Texas A&M. I'm
all
not
right.
worried.
No,
I wouldn't.
You're losing all the country, not the archetypes. That's why you'd be number one.
I guess I didn't really resonate the way when I was watching it did.
Right.
You know, you have a few bourbons and you see that. You're like
that's
damn.
Cool. That'll
yeah,
work.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl's got the boys going.
Yeah.
Let's play this sound. 437-9680. Next segment, we'll get to Billy Reid.
It hurts me. I just want you to know that. It hurts me to do what I have to do here.
You're going to go all in on Billy Reid, aren't you?
Like 2 a.m. Yeah, you know why he has to.
I'm not going all in on Billy
Reid. You know why he has to, Jack?
Katie George.
Everyone in BBN land is.
No,
so if he doesn't. So, yeah, if he doesn't, you know, he's got to be like, you know, the bullies at the playground.
I'm not going to be a bully or mean and ugly. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to be crass. I'll have a little, you know, nuance and dignity. Or try to.
Texas says Blankenbaker's all in on Bruce Pearl. What the bleep? It's hilarious. I would agree with that. Texas processes a secret UK fan. He loves the luminaries.
There's a little bit of truth to that.
I would agree
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play the longer clip first, if you don't mind, Jack. So Greer was on this morning with Diener. And talked about the future of Chris Mack. We've talked about some of this stuff. It's a different voice, though, giving you the opinion, the information.
Sure.
Jack, go ahead.
It's arrived to the point where it feels like Louisville fans don't want Chris Mack here anymore. When your team's getting booed at the Yum Center, that's no longer a Twitter and message board and sports mm-hmm. radio thing. That is a everybody is frustrated thing. But honestly, Drew, I mean, the body language, the answer, and quite frankly, some of the stuff that I've heard, you know, that you just never know how true it is, so I try to avoid saying it publicly sometimes. It just makes it seem like Mac isn't necessarily happy here anymore either. And so it just feels like we're headed toward what PR people have come to call parting ways at the end of the season, which is really a firing or really a resignation, but maybe they're meeting halfway on this.
Wow.
Yes. Play the other one.
Wow.
Play the other one.
I think the seat is warm, even though we don't know who the AD is and we don't know who the president is. I think I'll put it this way. I'm increasingly confident that this will be the last year that this is the coaching arrangement for Louisville men's basketball.
Damn. I mean, that is really close to being, like, just, like, definitive.
Yeah. Because he's not like a hot take. Like, Greer's not like a hot take artist.
Yeah.
He's going to go on there and start spouting off. I mean, he's plugged into things.
Yeah, like some of the stuff that happened with the Purdue fiasco the last two times around, you never know. Like, a lot of people in the reporting business had, I was going to say their fingers. In it. I got to watch out how I say yes. I mean, they did they not?
Yeah.
There was stuff, and I think some of that may start to happen with Mac. But how little information comes out of the program. I mean, Jeff Greer is someone who goes to practice,
yeah,
not all the time, but way more than, I would say just about everyone probably,
sure,
in the media. And I think he does have some relationships around there. So what I think he is sensing is a level of unhappiness that, of course, it's boiling over to the team. And, of course, it's boiling over to the, to the game, to where, yeah, they look like the way that they look. Now, what I don't know is, you know, you lose games and things don't work out, does it equal this fallout? Or, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like with, you know, you start losing games, or was this kind of doomed from the very beginning? And having a players only meeting
that
before
early,
they became the Bahama Bullies.
Baja Bullies.
The Baja Bullies. I mean, that's going to be an infamy. It's just been a clown show.
They're honestly still trying to grip onto that and to cling on to the Baja Bullies still.
Save that.
I saw a different team play in the Bahamas in that stretch. They played harder. What did they call them? The Bahama Bullies. You know, there were still offensive issues.
They were 5-1.
You saw hustling. You saw getting the rebounds, loose balls. I see a team right now when Matt came back that is, they've quit. They don't listen. They're not hustling.
All right, that's enough. Oh. Yeah, I just need the Bahama Bullies.
All we needed was Bahama Bullies. That's all we wanted.
That's all we needed, Jack. We didn't need the rest of that that cruddy take. Okay, we didn't need the rest.
I like to hear Blake say it too. That's the best.
The Bubba Bullies.
Bubba Bullies.
Greer saying that, I go back to what I said in the 3 o'clock hour. I feel like everyone is way more accepting to run Mac out of here than Scott Satterfield.
Yes. Yeah, it's not close.
It's stunning to me. And I'm not going to approach this. I guess here's what's different. Chris Mack probably feels like he can. Can he pivot to a better job than what Scott Satterfield could have pivoted to? Let's say Scott Satterfield got hired at South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Can Chris Mack find the equivalent of that? Because, I mean, that's part of this here.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean,
Scott Satterfield wasn't walking away. I mean, you're asking, I mean, this notion that there potentially could be a meeting in the middle,
which I don't buy.
This notion that, have you noticed over the weekend, guys, that the $12 million isn't a big deal anymore? Remember the last 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
When we talked about Chris Mack? Well, yeah, I mean, $12 million.
They gotta come with
that. Do they have the money? And then suddenly you lose some more games. You have press conferences where, of course, the coach looks like he hasn't slept in 3 nights. You lose to a bum like Capel in Pittsburgh, and you're sitting here. Suddenly, have you noticed the $12 million not brought up today?
Yeah. All of a sudden,
that's almost like the stage of firing a coach.
It totally is.
Like, we did that. I mean, Indiana did that last year with Archie Miller.
They did it with Bobby Petrino. Yeah. They did it with Archie Miller.
The money only matters until it doesn't.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it only takes a few losses.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not into February. We're not losing to Duke. This team didn't lose to Kentucky. I mean, what if they would have went to Kentucky and lost, you know, like 75-55, lost by 20, lost by 25,
like
lost by 30, or something like that.
Like this weekend. Yeah.
I feel like there is a level of people being absolutely comfortable. And with Matt going, and I feel like everybody has turned their back on Mac.
Yeah.
Everybody's turned their back on Mac. Well, I mean, they've been in love with these teams, though, Strieble. You're looking at me, yeah, but me and you have felt differently about this.
Yes.
Even I am surprised that it has fallen to this, and nobody thinks that there's an act here. Nobody thinks that they can make any sort of a run to make it interesting, at least. No one thinks that they can rebound their season. There's nobody. Wisconsin Satterfield, he was given the benefit of the doubt by some.
Yeah.
It wasn't a huge percentage.
It wasn't universal.
But it was some. It was something.
Yeah.
There's none of that here. There's nobody calling in. There's nobody protesting. There's no media keeping you in check. When Scott, I mean, Eric Crawford was one with the Scott Satterfield. So, well, you can't get rid of Scott Satterfield.
Right.
For this reason and that reason. What is it? You know, he's building a program and all the things we heard. Fine. There's none of that with Chris Mack right now. And I understand basketball means that much more than football. I get it.
Sure.
I know the hierarchy, okay? But still. Like that,
right.
Don't you guys feel it a little bit? I mean, that it's been growing. And I mean, it's just like, oh yeah, Bruce Pearl. I mean, Bruce Pearl would walk here. And it's like, now everyone is doing the Bruce Pearl thing.
Which is stunning to me.
And I just don't. I don't know where to. I don't know where to go with that. I don't think Louisville. I think Louisville fans sound like Indiana fans
with Brad Stevens.
I think they're just going to have the pick of the litter. The difference is when Louisville got Chris Mack, even with the NCAA stuff. That was getting the best candidate out there.
He was.
It was the home run by everybody. And were we wrong? We were.
Yeah.
I am just stunned. I think that this is what I'm most surprised. It's not that people want to fire Mac. It's not even how bad the team is. And that's even a little surprising. They're just bad.
I didn't think they were that bad.
They just collapsed.
Yeah.
That there's a collapse here. It's the fact of, even with Satterfield, you felt like there was like 20% somewhere,
yeah,
that believe like Blank did.
Right.
Okay? Right? There's 0% with Chris Mack.
Even last year with the basketball.
He doesn't have that. He doesn't have anyone coming to his defense saying, well, if they do, it's just about the money.
Yeah.
And Diener said this morning, thank God, because this is, I mean, well, no, it needs to be said over and over again on shows that, you know, not just ours. It's not your money.
No.
They got it. Yeah. It's not your money. When someone goes and gets a free agent, I always say the same thing.
Yeah.
As long as the Yankees don't complain about money, okay, go out and get whoever the hell you want to go get.
Every year saying they'd have no money.
Well, you're a bum team, and you're a bum. All your teams are bums, Jack.
Wow.
The Cubs, they got one lucky World Series. You will die.
Hey, at least I saw them win one. That's more than I thought they'd win.
You will never see the Cubs win another.
That's
and
okay,
you know what? Jerry Jones will die having never seen his team win another one.
Yeah.
You like that? And by the way, Strieble, you will die and the Browns will not win a Super Bowl.
Well, yeah.
You will die with that.
Yeah.
So just know that.
I know that.
Is that sad to you?
No.
Is that sad for all of us?
I'm a little sad.
I'm worried about my Giants. I think they'll win another one, but I think I might be in my...
One, Andy.
Shut your mouth.
So
you can say that about my team, but I can't return the favor when your team's been absolutely inept for like...
The Cubs have been a bum for a century. Get out of here.
The Cubs made the playoffs last year.
They're known for gimmicks.
The Giants haven't done crap.
They're known for gimmicks. Yeah, that's all they're known for is Harry Carey.
Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, and Sammy Sosa, the cheater.
I'm not denying any of that, but the thought that the Giants are winning the other Super Bowl, I mean, they're a joke of a franchise. They're a bigger joke right now than the Cubs are. They are.
Well, yeah.
Texas says Bahama Bullies or the Tax Boys.
Oh, the Tax Boys. I forgot about that.
That's bad.
Oh, that was a failure. That was last season, right? Last season they had the Tax Boys.
That was the...
this was trio season.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the Tax... Oh, I forgot about the Tax Boys. You'll pay if you throw on us. That was great. That was great. You know, it's also like what I don't understand, and like I think Louisville's going to have to go through what Indiana basketball and Tennessee football went through, and that's a humbling when you go through these coach hires.
Lord heavens.
And it's like we can't get who we want to get.
No, but here's the thing. I would agree with you. I would agree with you if they had not hired Mac.
I think
does that make sense? Mac,
yeah.
Mac was considered the candidate.
Right.
Louisville went out and was considered. Now, it's not working out, but go back 4 years or whatever it was.
Yes.
I mean, it was universally praised. They wrote a contract that paid him a lot of money.
Right.
They did not go cheap like they did football. Listen,
they did.
Next segment, we got to talk about it. Satterfield adding an offensive coordinator has got me all in a tizzy.
It does.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Louisville football going cheap last year, that's Vince Tyree's legacy. We can dive in. You should be angry. You should be offended if you paid $1. Of course, Strebel paid $200 for tickets to go to
not quite $200.
I mean, he's probably $200. Texas says George got ripped for Petrino's buyout. Tyree going to get ripped for Max buyout. The only difference is Vince Tyree didn't have the leverage other than the wallet. It's the only leverage he had on Chris Mack.
Yeah,
Chris Mack had everything. If they would have hired. If Chris Mack would have been on the same wavelength as Scott Satterfield,
yeah,
then I would agree with you that, hey, the caliber of coach you're going to get here, you need to get used to not always having the best mind in basketball on your sideline.
See, I think that's changed in these 4 years. I think that's changed completely.
Well, Mac hasn't worked out.
We're going to find out.
That's the question, and I have to figure out. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I mean, you think they name these programs.
I think Nate Oates is ridiculous to talk about.
I think all of these are ridiculous to talk about.
Well, what line do you not feel they're ridiculous to talk about?
I guess I'll have to think about that and figure it out. I mean, I think they're on a level of a coach like maybe – Like a Mike White type coach. Like, I think that's where they are. Like, he's okay, but he's not, like, universally praised. That's where I think they are. This idea that we're just going to get one of these coaches in one of these top 10 and they got and look, they thought Chris Mack was the guy.
Blank
and,
around the office. He's throwing names out.
He's full of
he's
it.
He's throwing.
Your program is
Jack,
not
where,
there.
Where are you at on this? Because I'm in a bad spot right now. I need to kind of feel out and see where my landing's going to be.
I just think that with Chris Mack, yeah, he was a big name, but he was the Xavier coach. Like, now they're naming...
But he was the next big thing.
He was.
And he was on that list.
And Xavier, like, this isn't A-10 Xavier. I mean, it is in the Big East. They are actually a major conference team.
Absolutely.
Now. So it's a little bit different than, like, when Ohio State hired Thad Matta or Arizona and John Miller.
But to me, the difference is this. Like, Chris Mack was the next up-and-coming coach. They're naming coaches that have already ascended and have already done something. That's different.
Right.
Like, Bruce Pearl's done stuff. Jay Wright's done stuff. Mick Cronin's done stuff.
I think there's a different level of crazy. Like, I think the Jay Wright, Mark Few is similar to, like, a Brad Stevens level.
Those
that's
guys
never
are established.
Happen.
Like, Chris
yeah,
Mack.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing
yeah.
ever. Yeah.
I think the level. Got that job yet.
I think the level of, like the Nate Oates or the Chris Holtman, I think is a different level than Jay Wright. Like, I'm not saying I would expect them to get one of those guys.
I don't think they can have either one of those guys. I don't.
I would be more talked into.
I'll put it this way: I'm not
anybody else.
I'm not at the 0% chance with guys like that that I am with like Jay Wright.
Yeah. Oh no. I think I agree with Jack.
Yeah. I think it's unfair to lump Oates and other guys in with Jay Wright and Mark Few.
Oh, of course.
I feel like that's being done too often. And there's also the aspect of it. You look at Louisville. There haven't been a lot of basketball coaching searches, but the ones that they've had the last 60 years, they've gotten the guy they wanted each time.
No one remembers
when they hired Denny Crum, but when they hired Petito, they got the guy they wanted. When they hired Chris Mack, they got the guy
they wanted. The text line's blowing up. People love coaching. Can we get this guy? They love it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to only do that radio, but we're going to get stuck in the mud here.
Yeah.
And there's no way not to. Mike White, I love you for that. Texas says, for God's sake, Billy Clyde Rig acts like that never happened. No, the point is,
it was two seasons and he was out.
The point is, it was two seasons, and then they went and hired John Calipari.
Yeah. And the damage had been done, but not to this extent. I mean, this is abysmal.
Texas says, the stream will think Kenny Payne's out of our league.
Kenny Payne's very happy doing what he's doing and not have to worry about any BS in New York.
Texas says, Entz is losing his mind over the Twitter layout and how he cannot find BBN Boobs account as easily as he could before.
What? What happened on Twitter? Did they update something? I didn't see it.
Texas says, remember when Andy thought Chris Mack was a far better coach than Archie Miller? Wrong again. They both sucked and Archie won head-to-head. I still feel like Mack's a better coach than Archie. Am I wrong, Jack?
No, I feel like he is also.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah.
God, but Archie did beat. Mack's done nothing, man. And he really has not done a thing.
I'll say this. If you're comparing
Archie, I'm not saying Archie did anything in Indiana because he did absolutely zero either. But, like, you have to look at what Mack's done at Louisville. And it's, I mean, his best win is a.
No, it's the Michigan game.
A road win.
The win at Kentucky and the Duke win. He's had three wins that are notable. Duke.
Michigan
at
State
Duke,
is his first year.
Didn't make the tournament. I'm saying his best win.
Well, no, he hasn't done anything in the tournament. Like we know that.
But I would say, if you're comparing Mack and Archie, Mack, at least, we talk about the COVID year and how you judge that at all. At least Mack would have been like a 3 or 4 seed that year. Archie was never anywhere close
to
that.
You're right. That one season, Mack, yeah. But with the you mentioned he beat Kentucky and Duke. Yeah, he beat like historically bad Kentucky and Duke teams.
No, he beat Duke. He beat a top 10-15 Duke team in the COVID year at Duke.
Can I ask you guys something? 437-9680, it's the take on ESPN 680. Here's also something I'm struggling with. I don't know if I'm going to do the thing that I think you guys want to do and I know the fans are going to do, and that is demand a big name.
I'm not.
So I guess I feel more like Strebel right now. I don't want to feel like Strebel right now.
They don't have an ID, Andy.
Maybe next week he's on vacation.
Yeah, but
like, little husband swap, you like that?
No.
little vacation.
You got to think about this, too. It's like, until they get an AD, I mean, what coach is going to come into this situation where you don't have a president, you don't have an AD, and you think you're just going to go and land one of these big, bad coaches? Like, they have no idea who their boss is going to be.
And they don't know what the NCAA penalties are going to be either.
I mean, this idea they just go pluck whoever they want is stupid.
You need to have a few things happen. You need to have an AD hired before you potentially get rid of Mack.
Yeah, and what's the timeline on that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys are doing the sports radio right now.
I know.
You guys are so happy doing this.
You need the NCAA stuff to be figured out so you know exactly. If you're looking at candidates, you can tell them, here's exactly what you're dealing with.
And that's my whole premise of this is not Louisville basketball right now. It's not. You have all these things. You can't just go out and say, this guy, come here. Like, you have too many unknowns.
We don't know if those unknowns will still be there by the time the season ends.
I mean, they better get going. I mean,
who's the guy at the Xavier level then is the guy that's out there? I'm asking because I don't know.
Jack, is there anybody?
Or a lower level in the SEC.
There's...
Or something like that. The ACC, someone we're missing. I feel like there's nobody.
There's not a whole lot out there right now. I'm not turned on
by any of these names you're giving me.
Kevin Willard.
It's not turning me on. By the way, these Patino guys aren't going to come back here.
No.
Yeah, plus UCLA's a better job. Andy's not going to come back here. Like, Mick Cronin's not going to come back here.
That one was weird.
He's
this
a Patino
morning.
Guy.
Like,
what the hell's going on?
You think someone, like, even in normal times, like, UCLA is probably a better job than Louisville. Well, it is a better job than Louisville. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like,
Texas has Jamie Dixon.
He hasn't done crap at TCU.
Oh, no. Not Jamie Dixon.
Me and Big Easy got into a big fight because he's a Jamie Dixon guy.
I mean, why? Jamie Dixon used to be good, but it's been like a decade ago.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, how long ago? Pittsburgh was number one back in the mid-2000s. I mean, come on now. What
Texter says, I love these. Shaka.
Yeah, because Shaka's been great.
Texter says, Louisville basketball will get a big name. This isn't some second-rate traditional program.
Yes, you are right now. That's what you don't understand. You are. You don't have an AD. You don't have a president. You have NCAA violations. You are a second-rate program right now. Historically, doesn't mean anything. And y'all can say Billy G all you want, but at least you still, like, Kentucky still had an AD, and it was only 2 years of crap. You've had 3 years of nothingness. Nothingness.
Texas says, I just saw HVL and Jerry Eves driving a Porsche Cayenne down Shelbyville Road.
Hell yeah. I'd love to see that.
Texas says, Neely was right.
Oh. What if, oh, what if Neely was right? She didn't like Mac. Uh-oh, what's that?
Oh, it's Cardinal Authority. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Look, Cardinal Authority. I heard on the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast that players were kicked out of practice. There have been fights. I don't know if it's true. Players will be gone soon. That's what I... That's the kind of stuff I need.
Is it true that Jody wrote an article that, like, took down the team and then took it down? Someone told me that.
I don't told you that? DM'd you.
Someone DM'd
me. Well, I thought Jody put up an article that...
Crushed the team.
Yeah, that crushed everyone but Chris Mack.
Yes. Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Jack, do you have your password from your buddy?
Yeah, I can look it up if it's still there. But okay. It's been
Texas says, go get Underwood. Texas says, Perrin Johnson
like
needs
Underwood.
To be the head coach.
Perrin, coach, I could maybe see
That'd
a guy
good
like
for the
Underwood.
Station.
I can see
Underwood's
Underwood.
Good. I like Underwood.
People are wondering about a school president. Like, I just feel like you can hire the basketball coach without a school president.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. They need an AD.
Like, Penn State could have given a raise to James Franklin before Neely Bendapudi got hired.
Yeah,
it's okay.
They gave Franklin a huge raise, and they hired Micah Shrewsbury without a president.
Yeah, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about the president thing at all.
Yeah, the AD's important. The president thing is whatever.
Unless it's Trump, of course, then Strebel does care.
Well,
you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. Texas says, give me Brad Underwood. Texas says, Travis Steele. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I know. 437-9680. Texas says, right now, U of L is a shadow of its former self.
Yeah.
Texas says, nothing can be taken seriously from two UK honks like y'all.
That's fine. I am a UK honk, but I'm telling you what you need to hear. And I've been right about a lot of this stuff. And you all ignored us last year when we said lose to Duke and you're out of the tournament. I mean, we're telling you right now, don't, at least I am. I don't want to include Andy in this because he takes the shrapnel. I'm telling you right now, you cannot have your pick of coaches. You can't. You're in trouble.
Texas says, Andy, you've got to take control. James is not equipped for a conversation like this. All he practices is talking down to Louisville fans. It's very difficult for him to be productive in this type of a discussion. I would like to hear him be more objective.
I am being objective. What do you want me to say? That yes, that yeah, y'all could go hire anyone you want. You could go hire any coach in America right now with this terrible team. You don't have an athletic director. You haven't made the tournament in 6 years or however long it's been. You've not won a tournament game in forever. But you can go get Jay Wright, who's winning national titles. And
two national titles.
You can go get Bruce Pearl, who's top five right now. You can go get Mark Few, who's got arguably the best job in America because he only has to coach half a season. You can go get Mick Cronin, fresh off a Final Four in a top 15 team. Yeah, you get all those guys. You're sitting in a pile of filth, but you can take your pick. You know why Kentucky was able to get John Calipari? Because he was at Memphis. You don't have a coach like John Calipari at a mid-level program looking to go big right now. You're naming coaches at Power 5 programs that are really, really good right now. Cal was in Memphis, mid-level program. They were able to get him. That was just lucky by Kentucky. You don't have anybody in that situation right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You have nobody.
I mean, the funniest would be Cronin just because Mac and Cronin hated each other.
They do hate each other. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that would be fun.
That would be funny. Because maybe Mick Cronin would do that just to stick it to Mac. But like you said, he's a Patino guy. But the Louisville fans act like their program is in a position to just name the terms right now. You're not.
Jack, if Mick Cronin ever came back.
Yeah. Scotty D would be happy.
We would have to have Dan Cronin on the air.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes. His brother.
Yes.
That would be our guy, right?
Now, is he a lawyer? What is he? No, he's a
handicapper.
He's a handicapper.
He's a handicapper. That's
right.
What he is. Yes, we got to have him on.
He's got thoughts on COVID as well.
He does.
And Biden.
I mean, he had Marcus
and
Carr.
We would get and we would get all of them.
Yes, all of the takes. And he had Marcus Carr to Louisville.
Can you imagine Mick Cronin takes over and the next, Jack, the next week we have Dan Cronin in studio. We don't know.
He's giving picks.
Yeah.
Yes. He's giving picks to Laconia and at the same time giving COVID takes.
Giving
a mask take while telling us horse number, five in Santa Anita on a Tuesday.
It'd be great. Oh, it'd be fantastic.
That was
God.
I think it was a caller earlier today. It was like Cronin would come back because he wants to be closer to the ponies. Like, they have horse racing in LA, guys.
No, they don't. Everything's in Louisville. Yes. Jack, don't you know this is the greatest city in the world? They have everything.
Now you sound like Process.
Texas says, bring in Penny.
Actually, yes. You know, swap Mac for Penny. I'll be happy as can be. They'd be fine with me too. He lost again.
Texas says the names that have come out of my fellow Cardinal fans' mouths have been embarrassing. We are schematically trash right now.
I mean, there has to be a name that makes sense because those aren't making sense. By the way, Chris Beard lost again, too. Beard loses again. Yeah. Greatest staff in history. How about that?
Petty lost to in a game when he shot at East Carolina.
I know. That,
they're bums.
Texas number 21. They are down to Iowa number 15, 79. Oh, no. Sorry, Iowa State, 79-70. Bush Beard's about to lose again. I mean, Bush Beard's a bum. Texas is a bum.
Oh, Bush
this is yeah. This is what you get when your big time transfer is.
I felt
you
bad.
Rush Bush Beard.
I didn't mean to.
Jack, I got to hear that again. What a great sound.
Yeah, Bush Beard's about to lose again. I mean, Bush Beard's a bum. Texas is a bum.
Oh, man.
Bush Beard's about to lose again. I mean, Bush Beard's a bum.
I'm sorry, Butch.
Man.
It was the last name got
that
me.
That is an absolute haymaker. Yeah.
Texter says, Strieble called Chris Beard. Butch Beard. Did I really? I may have. I don't know.
I was really confused.
Did I say Butch Beard?
You said Butch Beard.
Oh, sorry, Butch Beard.
That.
I apologize. I apologize to Butch Beard. I don't mean to put you on the level of that bum, Chris Beard. Butch Beard, I apologize. You're great, but Chris Beard sucks.
Speaking of bum.
Texas says Andy Kennedy.
Y'all 180.
Texas says Larry Eustace. You know what
Larry Eustace.
Who would be the funniest person they hired? Who would be the worst person? I mean, I'm fine with going there.
Oh, World Wide West.
I got Tim Floyd.
Who are we just talking about? The bum in Nebraska, Jack.
Fred Hoiberg.
Fred Hoiberg. He's as bad of a coach as you. I hate him.
I
do
so much.
Too.
Yeah,
so I hate Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. There's no reason we should.
Well, yes, because he's terrible.
But we shouldn't care.
Giving him millions of dollars because they're idiots.
Well, that's what the sports are.
Yeah.
To give millions of dollars to idiots.
Just flush it down the toilet. Yeah,
I also hate that he was the one during the Big Ten tournament game when the
he
same
got
night.
Sick.
Yes.
He had COVID.
Yes.
Yeah. He was coughing on the sideline. He couldn't stand
up. Remember
that. He was coughing in his assistant's face and his players.
I can Idiot. Coach. I'm tough.
I want to do would you rathers here. Would you rather have Penny or we need to come up with some of those.
That's really good.
We need to take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break. We got you to 6 o'clock on ESPN 680. All right, guys, do not be stuck out in the cold this winter. It is cold, cold, cold right now. If you pop on the heat, something's not right, you know who to call. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online right now, bjheatcool.com, bjheatcool.com, or give them a call at 812-283-7221. Family-owned business, been in the area since 1984, and they are on call for those emergencies 24/7, 365, whether it be for your home or your business. Whether it's a quick fix or a full system replacement, they got you covered today. And right now, if you have that room that is difficult to heat up in these winter months, difficult to cool down when you get to the summer, a Bryant Mini Split would be perfect for you. A quiet and efficient way, and you avoid all of the installation and everything else when you rework your entire system. And right now, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer in this area. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm sure that Quinn Slezinski reminds Rick Pitino of Luke Hancock.
And James Strebel.
Not only did he play a great game, but he's so much fun to coach. He reminds me a lot, personality-wise, of Luke Hancock, who I coached in Louisville, because he gets the joke, he understands it, he has fun playing the game. And we're real excited that he's with our program.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Says the funniest would be Donnie Tindall.
Oh, I forgot about that guy. Doesn't he have like a 30-year show cause or something crazy like that? I know he got smacked by the NCAA.
Texas says Billy Donovan has put an offer in for Chris Mack's house.
Oh, you going to buy a horse?
Texas says, what are Riggs' thoughts on Ty Ty being compared to Penny Hardaway?
I wouldn't go that far. Penny was awesome. Penny was really, really fun to watch, so I wouldn't say that. He's more like Brandon Knight.
Texter says, I'd take Scotty D over Penny.
Yeah.
Texter says, Greg Marshall is available. His wife would lead the U of L happy hour at every home game.
Greg Marshall would be awesome because it'd be a disaster.
Texter says, Dino Gaudio.
Oh, I've heard a bunch of that.
Texter says, Dino Gaudio would be a home run hire. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We can't do better. This is all the text line will be.
It's Dino Gaudio.
This is it right now.
Yeah.
Dino Gaudio, Kenny Johnson, and Jordan Fair.
Andre McGee. That's all it is.
Now we're complete. Luke Murray. Get Bill Murray back.
I hate these shows. Are we going to do this for 2 months?
Probably.
I can't, because no coach is going to ever say anything that would leave.
No.
What are we going to do then?
I mean,
we got to make this funny.
For me, I think one of the things I've been thinking of is this angle that.
Oh, here we
that
go.
Somehow
Jack.
Chris Mack and Louisville could come to some agreement. I think it's like La La Land. Chris Mack's going to want his money. The type of dude he is.
Yeah, but if you got a severance and you met in the middle, and then you went out and got another job making $2.5 million, whatever it is, you know, there you go.
Maybe, but I don't know if he'd do it.
Do you guys think that if Chris Mack did leave, he'd be good at his next job?
Depends on where it is.
Because I feel like Nick Kern right now, like everything was snake bitten around here.
He may have walked into a viper pit, and he
created it as well.
Oh yeah,
he walked into a viper pit, but he also threw a rock at the viper.
Yeah, no, that's a
continuously.
Great, yeah, he's not blameless in this at all. Like that's why people, I don't think anyone does feel sorry for Chris Mack, but there's any sympathy. It's like some of this mess he created himself.
Real quick, 437-9680, speaking of placing blame, this is now, Jack, go ahead. Jack, you wanted to intro and talk about the Billy Reid situation.
Oh, okay. Jack, the floor is yours.
You want me to do it? Okay. Billy Reid had a Facebook post, was it Saturday night?
Yes.
Yes, where he was frustrated.
You're actually going to do it? Okay.
Well, there we go.
I have it in front of me.
All right, good. I do not.
We have to bring it up because if we don't, what are we going to do? We're going to get crushed.
Yes. Right. It made news.
Billy Reid in the middle of the night.
Saturday.
Yes. I respect Joe B. Hall.
Oh.
Not a good start.
Nope. You know
no offense, but. That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Strebel, no offense, but, oh, boy. You know the next thing I'm going to say is going to be bad.
Yeah.
I respect Joe B. Hall. Thank him for his contributions to UK basketball, and I'm happy to see him finally remembered. Still, we should never be overcome by revisionist history. During his time at Kentucky, he was not as good as Denny Crum or Bobby Knight, and he knew it. Nobody seriously wants to debate that right.
Who was debating that?
Well, I think back in the 70s they were.
Yeah,
it's 2022. Like, I don't understand. Billy might live in a time machine where things are still 1975.
Well, he does.
I know he does.
That the basis of it is Billy Reed does.
Yes.
Why is he being mean and ugly?
He's bored. He's not doing anything. And he's just sitting at home. And
he's just being absolutely crushed.
We love Joe B. That comes out
Sunday morning, 1 a.m. Billy.
Yeah. It's kind of like what Jay Billis did a little bit with Zion Williamson and John
Lord Moran. Heaven stream.
Just
let
it comes back to that. It's not like that at all. It is.
One of them was talking about a guy having 28 points in a February basketball game. One is on the day that the legendary Joe B. Hall
dies. Away, yes.
Billy Reed makes himself as mean and ugly as you possibly could.
It's the idea of there's one story here, but I'm going to go ahead and bring up this other story that doesn't matter.
Oh, your job,
just
Morant.
Because I want to. Go. Just because I want to. It's like there's no respect or just stepping back and be like, you know what? Let's just let this moment have its time right
when
now.
When did BBN catch a hold of this on Sunday, guys? Noon? 1 o'clock?
Something. It was the afternoon. And it's still spilling over today. Like, people are still going at Billy Reed today.
Yeah, but Billy doesn't know. That's why it took him like 2 days to take it down. Or like a day and a half. I think he took it down. He apologized.
Yeah, I think he saw like the comments on his Facebook post.
I don't know if he does. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Or someone pointed him in that direction like, hey, Billy, you might want to look at the comments.
Who called Billy?
The Diener? Was it Diener? Did he give him the heads up? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. I don't know. Diener's the only person that I know that knows Billy Reed.
Texas says, what if U of L hired Shire?
Now, Shire's got it made right now. For right now, he's got it made. We'll see.
Texter goes, the Matt Jones Twitter post on Billy says it all.
I didn't even know there was one. There's a Matt Jones Twitter poll on Billy Reed? Matt, you don't have to do that. You don't have to put a Twitter poll on Billy Reed.
You weren't strong enough, I don't think, for BBN. Jack, what do you think? I kind of feel like...
I'm slightly disappointed.
Yeah.
For what?
You dropped the ball, it's fine. We can move on.
Look, he's an elderly man, and he made a crappy opinion public, right? A really crappy opinion, but he's elderly.
So you're letting Billy off the hook then because of his age.
I'm not letting him off the hook. He's but I'm not going to, like, crush his, like, a 80-something-year-old man. I'm not going to do that. He made a terrible take, and he took it down and apologized, and he got crushed for it, and everything that happened should have happened. I mean, that was an all-time, like, just insensitive statement, just out of nowhere.
It was incredibly bad timing.
Yes. And he got berated over it. What else do you want me to do?
Jack, the timing was the whole reason.
Yes.
Because that, you know, who's better than who, or Joe B wasn't as good as this guy or that guy.
Right.
That was the conversation back in the day.
Yes.
But not on the day that he dies.
Right.
Yes.
He's still arguing. I can see him sitting around the newspaper room.
But you're letting him off the hook here. You're showing grace.
I'm not letting him
off
the hook.
Look at this.
He got crushed, and he deserved to get crushed.
Louis Rabeau text. This is like Jay Billis and John Morant.
It was in the respect that there is a specific moment in time that we're living in right now, and we're giving an individual moment, and then someone thunders in and says, well, what about this? Out of nowhere. It's the same damn thing. Joe B's was way more insensitive and way more ill-timed, but it's the same principle.
Right.
It's the same principle.
Like everyone showering Joe B.
Right.
And by the way, that was going to be my only take is Joe B got to see his funeral. There you go. Well, everyone loved him.
Oh, everyone loved
him. For years, yeah.
Everyone
loved him for years.
He was the grandfather of Kentucky basketball.
I told Jack to try, you know, to go over to his statue or whatever. He didn't do it, of course.
Yeah, he didn't find it.
No,
I thought he'd go find it.
I asked where it was. I never got an answer.
Did you stay the night Saturday night?
No, not this time.
Oh, you came back up. Okay.
Yeah, because my buddy went to Knoxville to cover the UK Tennessee women's game.
Oh yeah. That's right. He worked. That's his job. This is beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Texas says hire Pegues.
They love
Texas
them,
says Strebel is a Billy Reid sympathizer.
I'm not sympathizing. I'm just
trying
saying.
To act like there were good people on both sides of the Facebook post.
That's not what I'm saying. I said it was terrible, but I'm not going to crush an old man.
Texter, Billy smacked Mrs. Strebel. James would chalk it up to he's an old man.
Yes, you're right. If he strike my wife, I would just look the other way. I mean, that's stupid.
Texas says, what's worse, Billy Reid's Joe B comments or Mitch's Helen Keller comments?
Oh, man. Gosh. Those were all time bad. Not bad.
Texas says, who does Billy Reid respect more? Joe B Hall or someone having a beer in Valley Station?
I would say Joe B Hall. He just reached a point where he just says whatever is on his mind.
Katie George.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, that's the thing. I'd even tell Jack, I'm like, it would be even worse. Like, our taste would be even poorer if we use this as a jumping off point to do top 10 Billy Reid sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that, because
be
that's
worse.
My mind immediately went, oh, now we can play Billy Reid sounds.
It's like, well, maybe not.
Maybe we skip that
yeah.
one. Maybe we skip that one.
Yeah, a couple months down the line, then maybe we do
Billy.
That. But,
Bill,
I mean,
Billy.
He thought he was putting out a good, like, something like people would pay attention to.
And then
to.
Everyone's getting on me. What about your boy, Billy? You going to say anything? I'm like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Billy in like 2.5 years.
Like, you and Billy like have regular conversations. Yeah.
Texas says, hire Anthony Grant.
That might be someone they could hire.
Texas says, Blankenbaker keeps saying he wants Bruce Pearl. I drove off the road.
I'm shocked that that's who Blankenbaker would want. I really am.
Texas says, how long did Louis Rabot's radio cleanse last? It feels like he texts the show every day. Oh, he's back.
He's back.
He's an
throttle.
Addict. Yeah, he's back in full battles now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he and Mitch
he's good to go.
One day. It'll be great, just like last time.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll get into this stuff. Auburn should be number one, and we'll just keep it going, man. Another hour to go. Watching some basketball here on this MLK day. Come back. 1 hour to go. Here on The Take on this Monday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.